I'm here with head coach Luke Podmore and goalkeeper Chloe Ainsworth. It was a tough day today, down losing 5-1, yep. but we didn't really have a lot of substitutes to help change up formations. Does that make it reasonable that we lost 5-1, or does that add to it?
Yeah, obviously it does, yeah, because you know, the management of the squad is different. You've only got one sub, you've got to think about it positionally. You know, you've only got one option really. You know, reasons whatever beyond our sort of control. People have dropped out and we've had to go with 12. But there might be a time in the season when we need to go with 12. So we thought, well, yeah, that's a good opportunity for us to deal with the situation. And obviously, with us only having 12, meant that the players on the pitch would stay on the pitch more. So yeah, it was minutes for them. We knew it was going to be a tough game. That's what we wanted this pre-season. We wanted pre-season to be really, really tough this year. And, you know, we're beating teams 8-0, 7-0. So, you know, we've learnt a lot about ourselves today. And, you know, we shouldn't have been winning this game, you know, from the start. Anyway, you know, the level they've just come from. And obviously with us travelling. And it was just a good experience for us to get minutes like that under our belt and have to see what we're like under pressure. And yeah, so, you know, hopefully all that will go into the next game and we'll learn from it.
Yeah, there's certainly no gimmies in this pre-season. I mean, we were beaten today, but most of the other ones have been quite close. It's certainly not to learn, but you can't learn anything off a team if you take her a 8-0 or anything like that. You're not going to get anything out of that. Yeah. But I mean, can you take anything out of that one today? Because they are at least one level above us, aren't they?
Yeah, so like I say, they've only just come down from two levels above us, so they've come down from one. Physically, that's what it's about, isn't it? It's about physically pre-season, getting us fit. And I think the speed of that game today and the intensity of that game today would forget the result. We've got a lot from that. You know, teams in our league certainly won't play football like that. So, you know, like I said to them at the end of the game, the girls shouldn't be too disappointed themselves. They've lost each half by two goals to a team who, you know, potentially have just been two levels above us and probably will go on and win that league this year. So, you know, with two goals behind in both halves, it is what it is, and, you know, we've got what we've got out of it. So, you know, at the end of the day, we can't be too hard on ourselves in this pre-season.
No, well, you said it was physical. It certainly was for you there, Chloe, at one point. You had a cross came across and it was a wonderful punch, but you fell a bit awkwardly, but you got up and carried on, though.
I think that was what this game was about. This game was about getting into a physical match, getting into trying to play how we play, if we needed to change it, seeing if we could change and play a different way. I think we showed towards the end, especially the end of the second half, that we could play and we can play against them. I think on another day when we've got a few more players, we were able to change around a little bit more. It could be a completely different game. And it's just one of those where we take what we can. We know what we need to improve on now. We've seen things that we can work on, which is a great thing for training. We can get into training and work on them. So it gives us more things to work on.
Yeah, you can't work on anything if you end up beating the team comprehensively or something like that, because all you've done is worked out how to polish your boots at the end of the game. You've not learnt anything. So we'll probably learn something again next week, Cardiff.
Yeah, hope so, yeah. Like I say, we want another, you know, especially before, you know, the season kicks off, we want the test to get a little bit tougher now, so Cardiff will be a real good test for us. We have got 16 for that, because obviously, you know, we've had to organise things before that, so we'll have a full squad and we'll see what we can do at Cardiff. But, you know, the players today, although I know they'll feel a bit hard on themselves and they'll feel like they've, you know, because let's be honest, we've never been beat like that before. This is the first time we've been beat, you know, to this extent.
And we were
1-0 up. So, you know, they've got to learn, and it's a new experience for them. So again, you know, we need to use that experience now and, you know, really harness how it feels to get beat like that. And, you know, next time we might do things a little bit differently and change our decisions. And yeah, it's all a learning curve, and, you know, it's all going to bode well for the season. So
yeah, it looked like we've just got caught cold a little bit at the end and the start of the halves sort of thing, and they put two fairly easy-ish routines past us. But apart from that, you know, you could say if they hadn't got those, it was only 3-1 from a team of their standing. That would have been closer to probably what the result maybe should have been.
Yeah, and I think maybe we could have done a little bit better in front of goal as well. We had a few chances second half. I thought we could have pulled the trigger a little bit earlier. We were waiting for that certain chance, and I think we definitely had three chances second half. We could have put one of them away. You know, again, that just makes you, you know, the second half, then we've lost the second half 2-1, which is, you know, we've shows we've been competitive in the game. So yeah, like I say, we'll learn a lot from today. Move on to next week, brush ourselves down and go again.
Excellent. Let's hope we can do that and maybe get a closer result next week.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks very much.
Cheers, Neil.